This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Can't miss an opportunity to say thank you. A little gratitude moment. We aren't number one without you, folks. Listening wherever you are, on the farm, on the ranch, out at the rig site, storefront on Main Street, sitting at the kitchen table. We love the medium of radio and that wonderful opportunity to just be with you wherever you are and take us with you. Download the apps. Listen to the program morning, noon, night with the podcast. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. 550K Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth. 1090K TGO, booming to the Bakken. And KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson as well. Wherever you're tuned in, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We're in Dallas, Texas today at Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline, to tell folks, a little bit about that effort. We're a few months in now, and the economic impact on North Dakota is indisputable. It's incredible what's happened from this. We're going to talk a little bit about that with the president of Energy Transfer Partners. And also at the bottom of the hour, Senator John Thune. I had a chance to spend some time with him in his office yesterday. He's a good guy. I really believe, I know that John Thune, because he's in leadership, sometimes gets tainted with the Mitch McConnell thing. He's still South Dakota, not the swamp. He really is. I really like the man, and we have a very candid conversation about the frustrations you have shared with me about wanting to get this tax reform deal done, and that'll be happening a little later on in the program, so stay tuned for that. Diane in Bismarck is waiting from last hour, and I want to get Diane in, and then I'll introduce our next guest and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Diane, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
I just wanted to comment on Ryan Rothenberger. Alcoholism is a disease, and although he shouldn't have drove, that was the wrong thing to do, I don't think he should lose his job or anything, because if he had cancer, we wouldn't get rid of him then, would we? So I just feel that, you know, he needs to get his life straight by doing what he needs to do, and we should all just forgive him for that.
Yeah, I think first of all, that's where you focus in a situation like this. The human being, the person that's in a difficult situation, obviously has acknowledged that, has done treatment once. We thought it was taken care of. Obviously, he's found out it hasn't, because he's in a significant event with the law, right, with a DUI. And as a state office holder, that's not a good place to be. I think his ultimate ask, if you will, on whether he ought to keep the job should be to the voters of North Dakota the next time he's on the ballot. And otherwise, don't treat him differently than you would treat the guy that drives the garbage truck or the guy that, you know. But, you know, with public service comes more scrutiny, and there'll be, you know, that. But I'm with you. I think that we need to recognize that alcoholism is a disease.
It's a lifetime disease. It's not something you can go for treatment once and feel you're cured. There is no cure for it, you know, and I think that's where he thought maybe he was. And as he's found out the hard way, you know, he needs to stay in his AA and 12-step program and for the rest of his life.
Diane, well said. I appreciate the call. A texter said to me, would you feel the same way if Heidi Heitkamp got a DUI? And I think everybody has to ask him this that question, right? If you're making a decision on whether you should stay or go based on whether you agree with the person politically or not, bad idea. I totally get that. My answer is yes, if she was handling him the same way he is, to recognize the problem and get help for it. I would feel the same way, that ultimately her fate ought to be in the hand of the voters, just like Ryan Rauschenberg is out of. So we'll continue to follow that interesting conversation, no question about it. But I think let's keep Ryan Rauschenberger in our thoughts and prayers, right? Very challenging time, difficult situation, a lot of people trying to do some political score settling. Hey, his dad was the chief of staff, and that's why he got appointed to that job in the first place. And, you know, that's all hurtful. Very typical of a political swamp, but very hurtful. And let's just hope he gets better. That's the important thing. So, Diane, I think your call was in that spirit. Appreciate it very much. The president of Energy Transfer Partners Our host in Dallas, Texas, Matt Ramsey, is here. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Scott, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
Nice to see you, and appreciate all that the Energy Transfer Partners partnership with the great state of North Dakota in the way of the massive investment in the Dakota Access Pipeline continues to pay dividends. We thought, you know, it's been a few months. You're hearing reports here and there, $100 million in the first 3 months, more in the coffers of the state of North Dakota, price of oil inching up, that, you know, it would be a good time for a little bit of an update. How do you see this project impacting the industry in North Dakota so far to this point?
The Dakota Access Pipeline is an amazing project, and it's going to have a significant and long-lasting impact, not only on the state of North Dakota and the other states that it transverses, but upon the, you know, the oil and gas business for this country for a long, long time. With the advent of horizontal drilling in places like the Williston Basin, and particularly in the Bakken, you know, the volumes of oil and gas that come out of places like the Williston Basin and the Marcellus and the Utica are just phenomenal. It's a paradigm shift in the business. And if you don't have takeaway capacity, if you don't have the ability to move those barrels to the place where they're going to be used, and in this case, there's two drop-off points, really, the Midwest refineries, which were coming down to Patoka, Illinois, and then ultimately Nederland down on the Gulf Coast of Texas, where there's been an enormous amount of demand created down there with additional petrochemical plants, and those sort of things, and ultimately over through another pipeline we're building called Bayou Bridge, which gets you all the way to the refining capacity over in St. James, Louisiana. But if you don't have that capacity, then what you see is you see a slowdown in the upstream side of the business. And what the Dakota Access Pipeline has done is it's opened those channels. And so the impact of not just the tax revenue for the state of North Dakota, and I think you said has been like $100 million thus far, that's certainly a meaningful number for the state of North Dakota. But beyond that, you know, it uplifts so many other things. And just kind of go upstream in this business and see, you know, you're going to see additional drilling rigs out there. You're going to see better prices for the producers out there. You're going to see better taxes from, you know, from the production side of the fence. And you see, you know, innumerable jobs that are created, not only, you know, rig jobs and construction jobs, but, you know, when those people are coming to North Dakota to work, it's the hospitality section. It's meals. It's everything they spend a dollar because they're there for a purpose. And so the uplift is going to be steady and strong and significant.
What kind of reaction has there been from the industry? Obviously, the industry supported this. They said, we'll put our oil on this pipeline, but the price they get now is significantly different. That has a ripple effect for the state and also for the comfort level of these companies to then invest at a time when oil prices are struggling to get to a point where this stuff is more profitable. What kind of feedback reaction are you getting from the industry on the early run so far?
Well, you know, there are several different ways to transport oil. You can transport it by truck. You can transport it by pipeline. You can transport it by rail. Statistically, no doubt about it, the safest way to transport a barrel of oil is through a pipeline. So the industry loves it from that perspective. Safety, number one. And so should the general public. It is absolutely, without a doubt, you know, the safest way to move product. But the industry as a whole loves Dakota Access Pipeline, and I'm not saying that's because of our project. I'm just saying it's the uplift that's been created. When you have more takeaway capacity and you have more demand for those barrels on the Gulf Coast, you know, there are shippers there that have to buy barrels to fill their shipping commitments to Dakota Access Pipeline. They've bought space like you would buy a seat on an airplane. They pay for that space whether they fly it or not. And so if they don't have the barrels in their own, you know, market, if they hadn't grown to that point yet, they have to go out there and buy barrels and take them away, and that creates demand for the producers. So you've seen an uplift in the prices that the producer ultimately receives for his barrel of oil in the Bakken. And you know, basically the people that suffer from this the most are the rail industry. And that's just competition that all of a sudden now.
Well, you say suffer, but I've had a call from a farmer not long ago saying, us in the ag community owe a debt of gratitude for Energy Transfer Partners because, number one, capacity is freed up, and number two, the prices come down.
Right.
So, and a good, what is that? That's the free market at work.
It is.
I love it. It's great. More with Matt Ramsey, the president of Energy Transfer Partners, when we continue. If you have a question, text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503, or give us a call, 800-228-0550, and what's on your mind?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a snack? Head for Petroserve USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. All month long at Petroserve USA. You need a great deal for lunch, dinner, for breakfast? Head for Petroserve USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at Petroserve USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a Petroserve USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in Petroserve USA gift cards, too. Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, live from Dallas, Texas today. Washington yesterday, Dallas today. I like Texas a lot better than I like Washington, D.C. And I like Texas almost as much as I like North Dakota. I was walking yesterday with Senator Hoeven from his office to the Capitol for a hearing, and you'll like this, Matt. Senator Cornyn of Texas is approaching us in the hallway, and Senator Hoeven, every member of the Senate that he encounters, even in a hallway, has this penchant to want to talk to him. So then, of course, he's the kind enough to say, well, he's got to introduce. So I ended up getting introduced to about, 12 senators yesterday in a 5-minute walk, But Senator Cornyn, I said, after he introduced us, I said, well, Senator Cornyn, I'm glad you're here because I want to verify something that Senator Hovind just told me. He told me North Dakota is now the number one oil producing state in America, and we've defeated little old Texas. Is that true? And so he got a big kick out of that. Of course, we're not close, but we are number two. So it was great fun. But Texas and North Dakota have a lot in common for sure. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more about them at hatandsons.com. Find out how they are maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains with their Link service. It is saving companies money on service costs as well as on capital costs, new purchases. hatandsons.com. More of our conversation with Matt Ramsey, the president of Energy Transfer Partners in Dallas, Texas today. Just to finish on that point we were talking about before the break, I mean, that just makes total sense, I guess, that now that there was additional rail capacity added, largely as a result of the Bakken, and now the Dakota Access Pipeline comes in and takes an enormous amount of capacity of our 1 million barrels a day, that there would be not only availability on the rail now, but also a price reduction, and one could probably make the case that the farmers are benefiting mightily from that at harvest time, especially getting that product to market. Is that a fair connection, you think, Matt?
It's absolutely a fair connection, Scott. It's great to see competition in the free enterprise system at work. Not to take anything away from the rail industry, they serve their purpose too. And at a point in time when there was no takeaway capacity for the producers in the Bakken, rail served that capacity. But just like everything else in this world, you let free enterprise do its thing, and a better mousetrap gets built. And I think Dakota Access in this case is a far superior alternative to rail and truck. I think it's safer, and I think it serves the market better in terms of cost and expediency and safety. And so, it's wonderful to see that thing work. And you kind of forget the trickle-down effects of something like rail having additional capacity and how that benefits those shippers by rail that now have, lower rates than they otherwise might not have had.
I want to ask you also about a situation that Enbridge is going through over Minnesota right now. It's called Line 3, but basically they're taking a line that goes through comes from Canada, goes to North Dakota into Minnesota and replacing a line. And the reason they decided to replace a line is they've had enough service calls and it's old enough that they believe that it'd be safer to replace it. So they're using the same exact route for the most part, the same corridor for sure the entire time through Minnesota. And now you have the Department of Commerce in Minnesota saying, no, we'd be better that you not even have the line. We get you want to replace it. And we get you think that make it safer, but we don't even want you to have the line. We can do without it. Is this the new normal? And all of that because, again, of similar protests and DAPL being used as a weapon to say, well, here's what they did there, here's what they'll do here. Is this the new normal in pipeline development now?
It's absolutely the new normal. It's something this industry has never encountered. But let's go back one step before we talk about the attacks on pipelines and specifically. There is an element in this country that would just absolutely prefer to keep fossil fuels in the ground at all costs. They have total disregard for the needs in this country for energy, and their purpose is to defeat the fossil fuel industry as a whole. They started that with an anti-fracking campaign, which was ultimately a failure. The technology that brought fracking horizontal wells in this country has absolutely changed the energy picture in this country and in the world forever. It's a different thing, and so with the failure on their attacks on the fracking, with few exceptions, they then turn to, well, if we can defeat them at the infrastructure level, if we can keep them from building pipelines to transport this product out, then that's our next best avenue, and that's what they've done. And so, you know, when you defeat the safest and the most efficient way to move hydrocarbons out of a basin to from one point to another, and they have to be moved, you know, you're doing a great disservice to the country. And but the regulators and you know, it's probably pretty odd for your listeners to hear me empathize with those regulators, but they get an enormous amount of pressure comes to bear on them to hear these other voices, and they're listening to them, and so they make it very, very difficult on companies such as ourselves to do just the right thing. I mean, it's very, very difficult, but it's unfounded, and as you know, we filed a lawsuit against a Greenpeace and amongst others for what we feel like is just an absolute racket to extort money at the expense of this thing, and that's what the industry is facing right now. There's a lot of voices out there. I have a lot of confidence in the industry, though. I do think at the end of the day, the regulators, whether they be at the federal level or at the state level, ultimately, you know, take to a common sense approach. It's more difficult to get through there, but
I agree with you on that statement. If you're talking about a regulator in North Dakota, I don't in Minnesota, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're appointed by the same people who are donating to these people like Greenpeace and Sierra Club and the eco-terrorists. I mean, literally, Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, his wife is, you know, a mega donor to all those groups. He's right in there with George Soros and everybody else. So he has appointed every member darn near on that Public Utility Commission in Minnesota, and they don't want it. They're all in with them. And so in Minnesota, at least, it's a tough deal. I wish more of them did. We only have about a half a minute left, but I do want to ask you about a great announcement last week where the FFA, the 4-H, and the first responders are all benefiting from the generosity of Energy Transfer Partners. Thank you on behalf of all those great groups. That's a neat deal.
Well, you're more than welcome. It really is. It's our pleasure to do something like that. We feel like there is an enormous amount of support for our project in the state of North Dakota. You know, when you mentioned Senator Hovind and Representative Kramer, we consider them very close friends, and it's our pleasure to give back to the communities and be what we hope is viewed as a very positive corporate citizen in the state of North Dakota. It's a great, wonderful place.
Good to see you, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
More after this on What's On Your Mind, Senator John Thune coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind today. Brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers. They have been so busy. They're doing all these land management seminars that are really incredible. They've been doing a bunch of auctions. If you go to Pipers.com, you'll get the whole schedule. Call them. They'll send you out a catalog. They're fabulous. 877-700-4099. Really, really nice. Come on up here in just a few minutes, actually. Campbell County, South Dakota, 1,500 acres being auctioned off at the Edge Event Center for our listeners down in that neck of the woods. Then next Wednesday, 500 acres in Cavalier County, a Watford City consignment auction next Thursday. Got a written bid lease on a sale of 1,000 acres at Stutzman County on Friday next week. You get the idea. Busy times. Check it out, Pipers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099. Senator John Thune in just a moment, but I see we have a call from South Dakota. Gary wants to talk about John Hoban. He's North Dakota Senator. You sure you don't want to talk about John Hoban, South Dakota Senator, Gary?
Well, we just found out that your Senator Hoban is a brand new chairman of the Select Committee on Indian Affairs in the U.S. Senate.
He is. He chaired the meeting yesterday.
If you could get John Thune on the line, I'd like to have Senator Thune give me a call on my cell phone.
Okay, on your cell phone, you give that to Manny, and we'll make sure we pass that along to Senator Thune. He's going to join us here in just a moment. Bunch of texts on the Ryan Rauschenberger question. One listener says, a guy driving a garbage truck would lose his job because he wouldn't have a license to do his job, and insurance would go up for the company if they kept him. That's true. I shouldn't have used the garbage truck. I was just trying to say, you know, okay, he's the head of an organization, happens to be the tax commission. It is a public service position. It is elected by the voters, but it's a significant job. Somebody that is his peer in the private sector that runs an organization similar size, did they lose their job because they have a DUI? That's the litmus test that I think needs to be make sense. Another texture says, just because you get picked up for a DUI does not mean you are an alcoholic. That's true. I think the alcoholic portion comes back to being a passenger in a vehicle previously going into treatment, and now a DUI. But you're right, I think, and that's why there's professionals, and that's why you get evaluated and everything else. By the way, we just learned that Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, will join us on Tuesday. Nolan reached out to him during the program, and he's going to join us next week Tuesday. We'll talk about all this, and you can ask him anything. I mean, this is North Dakota. We ought not whisper about this stuff. Let's just have an adult conversation about it, okay? All right. As I mentioned, we've been in Washington, D.C. We're in Dallas today. Our D.C. trip was mainly to ascertain the status of tax reform. One of the men in the middle of that battle is South Dakota's own Senator John Thune. Senator, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Scott. How about you? Welcome to Washington, by the way.
Thank you very much. This is very swamp-like here, but I know you're doing your best, right?
We're trying to drain it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do you have time to hunt any birds when you're trying to get tax reform done?
Or? You know, it's going to be harder this year. I'll get out, but generally my hunting opportunities come later in the season, you know, around the holidays where I have more time. But I always look forward to it every chance I get. Yeah.
So let's talk big picture, first of all. I mean, at this point and where we're at in this battle, the final legislative days of the year, are you feeling good about how this is going to happen?
Well, I think that getting the budget passed in the Senate last week was huge. And I think it was a signal that our members are finally concluding that if we want to put some points on the board, we have to hang together. And we've got to operate and function as a team. And one of the things I've lamented around here is that too often we have too many free agents, none of team players. And the way that you win games is by playing as a team. So I think there's a real sense of urgency about tax reform that didn't exist previously that we need to produce. We need to get a result. And I think that's going to serve us well.
How is the drama affecting things? Because obviously you've got a president who's, what I always, you know, talk about with our listeners, really doing nothing different than he's been doing all along. I mean, go back and watch some of those debates. It's not different than these sparring matches with Jeff Flake or anybody else. I mean, it just is, Senator Corker. That's just who he is, clearly, right? But it's obviously providing a lot of drama and people suggesting it's going to hurt on the vote count. Is it?
I don't think it hurts on the vote count. You know, it does in the media, the news cycle around here become a distraction because you end up spending all your time answering questions about whatever the latest Twitter feud is, but in terms of getting the agenda done, and you're right, I don't think it should surprise anybody. The president is what he is, and he ran this way, and he got elected, and now he's got an agenda that I think a majority of Americans agree with, certainly a majority of North and South Dakotans. So we want to help him get that agenda across the finish line, and in as much as sometimes the daily news cycle can distract a little bit from that, I think there's a clear-eyed focus right now by the president, by Republicans on Capitol Hill, on jobs in the economy, and on delivering on policies that will help create better paying jobs and a stronger economy and better wages. And tax reform is critical to that.
How important is this just politically for the party, just for the conservative movement? I mean, obviously a lot of people are hungry for something to pass. There was all the challenges of the repeal and replace of Obamacare. Just from the standpoint of the brand,
right.
How important is getting this done?
Well, first and foremost, it's hugely important, I think, for the country because we're stuck in this 1.5 to 2% growth. What that means is it's fewer good-paying jobs and people haven't had a pay raise for 8 years under the Obama administration. So getting the economy jump started and throwing off those better paying jobs and creating, allowing people to have bigger paychecks is really what this is all about. And as much as we can keep focused on that, that's what unifies us and try not to get distracted by some of the other things that are going on out there in the daily news cycle is really what this effort's all about.
So the arguments that will come against it will be many, obviously, and the Democrats are pretty good at that. Which argument do you most bristle at? Which one do you want to throw things at the TV about?
Well, I mean, I think that it's just a well-worn line. I mean, the Democrats always say, anytime you're talking about reducing taxes, that it's tax cuts for the rich. And the truth of the matter is that this is a tax reform bill that will reform our tax code in a significant way, that will make us more competitive globally, but it will also deliver meaningful, real tax relief to middle-income families in this country. If you double the standard deduction, expand the child tax credit, lower rates, that's going to benefit the pocketbooks of people across this country. And reducing business rates, the President's Council of Economic Advisors released a study this last week that said reducing the corporate rate from 35 down to 20 will increase household income by $4,000 annually. And the reason for that is that so much of the corporate tax is borne by workers. And so if you lift that tax burden, a lot of that benefit is delivered back to workers in the form of higher wages. So there are a number of features about this that I think are going to be really good for middle-income families in this country. And so these arguments the Democrats are going to make, we expect that. We know that's coming. But I think we just have to push back against it and help people in the country understand that if we're going to get this growth out of this sluggish, slow pattern we've been in now for the past 8 years, we've got to give a jump start to the system. And the way to do that, one of the ways to do that is with meaningful and comprehensive tax reform that allows the American people to keep more of what they earn.
It seems to me that, you know, we haven't had real tax reform in this country since 86. And why? Largely because of the arguments you just laid out that come from the other side. It's easily, you know, demagogued and, you know, everything else. So what's different in this debate that allows you to break through? Obviously, you're going to have great policy, and you've had a lot of time to work on this. How about Trump? I mean, ironically, you got a billionaire, New York real estate developer, as president of the United States. You think he'd be the last person that would be able to make the case to the little guy that, hey, you're gonna get something out of this? But I mean, is he the difference maker this time, do you believe?
Well, I think he can be. He's very effective with the bully pulpit. I think he does have a way of connecting with people in this country, middle income families, people who work hard every day to make a living and are trying to put a little bit of money aside for college education for their kids or for retirement or for a rainy day. And I think he has a way of getting across with people like that. So I think this time around, you know, and I was a staffer here in 85 or 86, the last time we did this, it's hard to believe that it's been that long ago, but we're really due to reform the tax code in a way that that does incentivize people in this country to invest, to grow and expand their businesses, to create those better paying jobs, and it allows American people to keep more of what they earn. But I think the president can be very effective in helping deliver that message. I do think that, like I said, Republicans, at least on Capitol Hill, have a sense of urgency and a sense of purpose and mission about this. This is a deliverable. This is something that we campaigned on. We need to put a win on the board. It's obviously important, as you said, for our brand, but it's more importantly showing a result to the American people that having a Republican majority in Congress and a Republican president matters in their daily lives, and this will matter profoundly in their daily lives.
This is Senator John Thune. Our conversation yesterday in his office in Washington, D.C., he is obviously a member of Senate leadership. He meets hour after hour after hour with Mitch McConnell and all the chairs on this policy. They are living, breathing, sleeping this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's pretty amazing. It really is. And I'm just going to tell you, I know that some of you are going to think, same old stuff, saying whatever, John Thune, I really believe in his heart of hearts, he is doing everything right. I think he's also our voice in that swamp, right? I do. I think, you know, he's not going to do a lot of that publicly, but I think that he is, you know, he's been better than most on President Trump, and that's why I raised that in this interview. Why would you expect that President Trump is going to do anything differently than he has? So stop fighting about it and just recognize that is his way of getting done what he wants to get done. You go about doing how you want to get things done, and the way you go about it, your way. Don't expect him to do it differently. He got elected doing it this way. That means tweets. That means when I get punched, I punch back twice as hard. It makes some people queasy, but it kills me. They're like a bunch of snowflakes. Jeff Flake, ironically, he's well named because he is a snowflake. I mean, Jeff Flake, are you more concerned? You're this big fiscal, conservative, and you're going to just hammer away on all this stuff, and you made your mark as that, and you're more worried about a spat over Twitter and some back and forth with Donald Trump than you are $20 trillion in debt. Little Bobby Corker is more worried about his little cheap shot lines about, you know, a daycare at the White House than he is $20 trillion in debt and getting the economy going? Stop expecting Donald Trump to change. And maybe he will change. Maybe this office will humble him and he'll dial some of that back. But he's not going to do it until they change. And that includes getting some stuff done that they promised for far too long. More of our conversation with Senator John Thune after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Let me know what you think of the interview. Critique it. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats in day, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can sit with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it, too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table. Find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids, too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit-still time without the phone or anything around
you,
right?
Yep, no devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better for Becca and Buxton and you, too. Stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at HotSpringND.com. That's HotSpringND.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Love our callers. Great information they bring every day, and Delta helps us celebrate them. Delta, one call does it all. Turnkey Wellsite Solutions, 406-250-8151. DeltaConstructors.net. Dana and Judd called with a crop rundown. This was really good. Roll that.
Well, we're backing and making the country better and building the economy. And I know the insurance is important, but I'm going to give you a rundown on what this year is like. The corn's coming out off at about 130 to 140 at about 20% moisture. The price of the elevator is 250 with the basis off and edging. You got about 35, 40 cents in drying and hauling, so you're down to 210. Now, 140 times 210 is 280, $294. Okay, your rent is 100 at a low rate, 150 at a high. So we'll go 120. The seed's 110. That's 230. The spray is 40. That's 270. The insurance is 25. That's 295. Fertilizer. another $100, $395. How far behind are we with cash flowing?
Thanks, Dana. Good stuff. Good rundown. Absolutely. Delta helping us celebrate what we love, our listeners, our callers. More with Senator John Thune. Senator, if I'm a Democrat and I've seen tax reform work before, maybe I want to support this, get some credit. Is that any kind of a pull right now? Are there Democrats who want to vote for this?
Well, I hope there are. I've always said that a moderate Senate Democrat is somebody who always votes with you when you don't need them. Yeah. So, and I don't think Chuck Schumer is going to allow a Democrat to be the 50th vote or even the 60th vote in the Senate. But there may be Democrats, if we demonstrate that we can deliver 50 Republican votes to pass this, that will be the 53rd or the 54th or the 55th vote in the Senate. And I hope that's true, because I think there are going to be a lot of features about this bill that are so good for their constituencies that it will make it very difficult for them to resist and oppose it, notwithstanding the pressure they're going to get from their party. I mean, their party is a party right now that is just moving increasingly to the left. You know, they want single payer on health care. They want a bigger expansion of government at the federal level. Most of them want higher taxes instead of reducing taxes. The tax reform for them means, you know, generating more revenue that they can spend here in Washington. For us, it means economic growth, creating a growing, vibrant economy that gets back up to a more traditional, historic level of 3 to 4%. And generating those good-paying jobs. And, you know, and their argument about the rich, you know, it is a, like I said, it's something that they consistently come back to. But the fact of the matter is, in America today, the top 1% of earners pay 40% of the tax burden. And so, will there be some people, high-income people, who might benefit in some way from this? Perhaps. But the people who are going to really benefit are hardworking Americans that are trying to get ahead.
Will Heidi Heitkamp vote for this?
We'll see. I mean, I think she is someone who should be under a considerable amount of pressure back in North Dakota. I think the people of North Dakota are going to be very much for this, and when they see the particulars of it and how it would benefit farmers, ranchers, small business people, working families in this country, I hope that there is a significant constituency for this in North Dakota that perhaps will get her in a place where she says, this is something I need to be for.
Last question I want to ask you about our audience. I've had the honor of my life is talking to real people in North and South Dakota and Minnesota every day, right? It's like a daily focus group. And I've seen an enormous shift of people who are just totally disillusioned. People are always frustrated. But, I mean, there is a disconnect like I've never seen from real America and Washington, D.C., and the government. And Donald Trump has certainly fueled that because he speaks to these people, right, when he talks about the swamp. And they think, finally, somebody's in there fighting. They care much less about a 2 a.m. tweet or some spat than they do $20 trillion in debt. And a lot of that frustration goes on the leadership of the Republican Party. You know, a colleague of yours, Mitch McConnell, and the other leaders, as well as the House leaders. What do you say to those people that are enormously frustrated with the Republican Party in majority?
Well, that, you know, this is still a party that at its core is a party that's about limited government, more personal freedom, coupled with individual responsibility. We're a party that believes in economic freedom and free markets and free enterprise. We believe in peace through strength. I mean, those are core Republican values. That doesn't change. People are frustrated with the inability of their perception of the inability of Washington to get things done, to function, and that they elected a Republican majority in hopes that we would change the direction of the country. And that's starting to happen. Unfortunately, we failed with health care, and they're going to hold us accountable for that. I'm hoping that that thing will come back around and we'll get the 50 votes in the Senate to pass a repeal and replacement for Obamacare. But in the meantime, doing something meaningful to reform the tax code, dealing with the issue of immigration, dealing with an infrastructure bill, doing things that matter in people's daily lives, I think will make a difference in how they perceive the leaders here in Washington. But frankly, they have a reason, I think, to be frustrated. They have a reason, in some cases, to be doubtful about the ability of their leaders to deliver, and we have to change that. The only way we change it is to get some results, get some of these things on the agenda across the finish line, put them on the president's desk, and have them sign them into law. That's the way to change, I think, the perception the people have of this government.
Anything else you want to share with our fine listeners all across your great state, our great state, and the Northern Plains?
Well, we in Dakotans, we have to hang together. So it's always good chance to visit with you and your audience out there, which I know cares deeply about this country and our future. I just encourage them to don't lose hope and keep the pressure on.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
Senator John Thune, he's a good dude. He really is. I don't know any other way to say it succinctly. He is. One listener said he lost all credibility with me when he says he has no time to hunt. The Senate doesn't do anything anyway except vacation.
No, for
when you're in leadership,
whatever.
Trust me. Yeah, I know. I know. There is cynicism among us. Imagine that.
Brief.
Just confirm that we will. Well, I don't want to say that yet. We'll have some fun things tomorrow with Vice President Mike Pence visit. Folks, God bless you. Thanks you for listening. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Meet Access and Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when? And are most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. 772-2929.